Welcome to the tax update for September 2015, and this week we've got six items. The first is a personal observation that when HMRC take 35 minutes to answer the phone, they should be ashamed of themselves, and we as taxpayers should be complaining to our MPs that this is simply unacceptable, because it's wasting millions of pounds of taxpayers' money just hanging on the phone. And frankly, nobody really wants to pay tax, so HMRC must improve its performance, because the current situation is a false economy to tolerate HMRC's abysmal phone performance. HMRC have also published a newsletter on trusts and inheritance tax, and as usual, this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes, which also contain further links to the original material, should you wish to research the matter further. Also this week, we've got HMRC publishing its view that the contractor loan schemes do not work. Now, at the end of this podcast, I also mention the Island Contract Management case, which was a scheme set up by an Isle of Man company to try and get round the need to deduct and withhold tax and pay it over to HMRC when subcontractors were working for a contractor. But in the contractor loan scheme, instead of paying income, the scheme works on the basis of a loan is made from a trust or a company, and HMRC have published on 16th September, spotlight number 26, saying that in HMRC's view, the scheme doesn't work. Now the point here is that HMRC can be expected to challenge, and if you're tempted to use this scheme, be aware that a challenge is now almost inevitable. I make no comment on whether or not HMRC is correct in its belief. HMRC have also published an update to the Statement of Practice D12, which deals with capital gains tax in partnerships. And this is an interesting read in a difficult area. The Office of Tax Simplification recommended that we didn't need lengthy legislation. We could continue to deal with the complexities using a Statement of Practice. The adjudicator has published her annual report on the 15th September 2015, and at 36 pages it's an interesting read. My problem is that the adjudicator deals with those complaints where the taxpayer has become so exasperated with HMRC's abysmal performance that she looks into it, and in 85% of cases she found in favour of the complainant and against HMRC, as a result ordering HMRC to pay compensation of nearly a quarter of £1 million. But that's a drop in the ocean compared to the amount of time and money that HMRC are wasting by having a very poor telephone performance. And I think that whilst the adjudicator fulfills an important role to deal with the more serious complaints, many of which are in the tax credit regime, there are some fundamental problems in HMRC's performance targets that just would not be accepted in any commercial organisation. And finally, as I said, Island Contract Management was set up to try and get round the obligation of the subcontractors regime, whereby without a certificate you have to withhold the tax for labour-only element and pay it to HMRC. And basically it doesn't work, and so HMRC are now seeking from Island Contract Management a very large amount of tax. Thanks very much for listening.